Hi. Can I bother you for a second? If you're busy, I'll leave you alone. I don't want to interrupt you or anything. You're not? Okay. Good. So I kind of wanted to ask you something kind of crazy. And you're allowed to say no, there's no pressure or anything. I won't get upset if you don't want to. I've kind of been. No, never mind. I just realized how creepy it sounds out loud. Forget it, I'm sorry for bothering you. Huh? No, really, it's okay, it's my fault anyway, I'll leave you be. Are you sure? Okay. Please don't get mad. I swear I wasn't doing it in a creepy way, but I've sort of been glancing at you a bit. A lot, actually. I don't know, the first time you talked to me, I got really flustered. And when we talked more, I just got so nervous around you. But not in a bad way. It was more like I was really self-conscious about everything I said, and my heart was beating so fast I could barely speak, but I really loved talking to you and listening to you and being around you, and ever since I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop thinking about you. And I heard there was a cafe that opened up in town recently, so I was wondering if you would like to go sometime? With me, like, together. Yeah, I guess that's a bit sudden. We don't have to go right now or anything. If you have plans later today, then I can wait. Or if you don't want to go, then I understand. Wait, really? You'd like to go? Like right now? Oh, wait, I wasn't expecting to get this far. Give me a second. Sorry, I was just more mentally prepared for you to say no. But since you agreed, yes, I'd love to go right now. Nothing would make me happier. It's just down the main street, close to the real estate office. I can show you the way if you're okay with walking. Yeah, okay. Sorry if I'm annoying you. A lot of people get mad at me because I fall apart so easily when I talk to people. It's just, I always overthink what I want to say when I'm talking, and then I get flustered, and people always get mad at me when I fumble over my words or speak too quickly, so I guess I'm just used to getting attacked whenever I talk. Am I nervous right now? Yeah, I'm actually borderline terrified right now. It's not because of you. Well, I guess technically it is. I'm really happy right now, but I'm also just really nervous that I'm annoying you, or that I'll screw this up. Well, it's because I've never really been on a date with a girl before. I'm kind of nervous. Oh, sorry, did I call it a date? That was stupid of me. You're laughing? Oh. No, it's just, well, would you be mad if I said you have a really nice laugh? Thank you. That's a relief. 'Cause, well, you do. It sounds kind of. We're here! Let's go inside. Oh, right, I'll pay for both of us, so you can have whatever you want, just. Please don't go overboard. Hi, table for two, please. The booth by window, if that's okay. Oh, it is? Good. We'll sit there then. Thank you. I hope you're okay with the seat by the window. I like having a view of the outside when I drink my coffee or whatever have you. Everyone's staring at us. Why are they staring at us? Yeah, you're right. I should just ignore them. It's really hard to ignore them. Okay, I'll focus on you. Oh, the waitress is coming over. Hi. I'll take a candy cane medium regular, please. Oh, to eat? I didn't check the menu. Can I have a minute? You can order first. Scone, a raspberry scone. I'll take the raspberry scone. I said I'll take the raspberry scone. Thank you. Sorry for throwing you under the bus like that. I practice what I say in my head before I talk to people, but I wasn't expecting her to ask what I wanted to eat, and I panicked, and I got flustered, and I just kind of speed run through the menu. Now that I'm looking at it, maybe a scone wouldn't have been the best choice. Just hope it's yummy. Cute? You think it's cute? Jeez, you're making me blush. Now people are really going to be staring at me, you jerk. Well, yeah, I've never been called cute by a girl before. It's a nice feeling. Why am I getting so flustered? I'm not! Okay, well, maybe a little. Well, I can tell you if you want. It's just, I've never told anyone this before, so please promise me you'll keep it a secret. Okay, so I'm just really insecure about myself. I don't know. I've always just been really bad around other people. I always find myself worrying about what they think of me or what they think of the things I'm saying to them, and I always want to please them, I don't want to say the wrong thing, and I end up panicking and getting flustered. And then after we stop talking, I'm always overthinking if I said the right thing, and if I could have said something better, and if I don't do it all perfectly, then it feels like I messed up our conversation or our relationship. And then they see that I'm nervous, and it makes me nervous, and I just sink deeper. I've always been terrible around girls, especially. I don't know what it is. I just get so flustered. It's like, even if she's a friend or a stranger, I always get this thought, like, what if she's the one? Or what if she likes me? And it just makes me more nervous. I know it's stupid, but I can't control my thoughts. I'm envious. I don't know how the other guys manage it. Acting all confident and boastful. I don't think I could ever be as attractive as them. Well, I've never really talked about it because I know people like me get made fun of a lot. Like, you know those nice guys memes you always see around the internet when a guy claims he's not like the other boys just to get attention or something? I know people like that really do exist. It just feels like the guys that really do lack confidence in themselves and just so desperately want to be understood aren't given a second thought because of people who use things like that as an excuse to get attention. But I'm really grateful for you. I know we haven't talked that much, but you, well, you're not like the others. Genuinely, you're considerate and thoughtful. You're willing to give people like me a chance, and honestly, that's all I can really ask for. If the world had more people like you in it, things would be so much better. So thank you. You know, for being you. Huh? Oh, thank you for the food. It looks great. It looks really great. Thank you. Again. See? I can't form a sentence to save my life. Still, this looks great. Oh, it's a medium regular coffee with candy cane flavored mix. Normally you can only get it around Christmas time, and it's so good. That's why I was so happy when I found out you could get some here. You're smiling. Hey, stop calling me cute! Jeez. Well, no, it's not that I mind or anything, it's just you're gonna make me more flustered than I already am. You're enjoying this, aren't you? What did you order? I was busy reading the menu, so I didn't really hear what you ordered. Why don't I taste it myself? Wait, what? Are you offering me a sip of your drink? Oh. Well, I mean, I guess I don't mind if you're offering, but are you sure you don't mind? Okay. Wow, yeah, unironically, it's not really my cup of tea. But I can kind of see why you like it. It's just not my thing. I'll stick to candy canes, thanks. Here, you can have it back now. Thanks for coming along. I had a really great time. If it's okay with you, I'd love to do it again sometime. Oh, hold on. Can we stop on this bridge for a second? I just like to lean on the edge of the bridge rails sometimes, looking down at the water. Recently, I've come to appreciate moments like these where we can just stop and think. I wish I had some rice with me or something. I like feeding the ducks as they pass by. Yeah, the other boys are much more interesting than me. You could be cool and be doing manly stuff, or you could be boring and talk about feeding the ducks while sitting on the side of a bridge. They're all so cool and energetic and attractive, and I'm just a bland nobody compared to them. But I think I'm okay with who I am and who I want to be. And I guess that's okay. I'm going to be stuck with myself for my entire life, so I mean, it'd help for me to accept who I am, right? Yeah. Hey. While we're on the topic, kind of, can I tell you another secret? Okay, so I can't do it. I'm just too nervous. I'm sorry. Hey, you don't have to take my hand. I'm okay. No, on second thought, please don't let go of my hand. Huh? A hug? Thank you. That feels a lot better. What was I trying to say? I asked you out today because I have a crush on you, and I wanted to spend time with you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. No, I'm not sorry. I really meant it. I like you. You're not like the others. You're someone who's caring and understanding and smart and kind, and I've just caught feelings for you. I really, really like you. Are you pulling away? No? You just wanted to look at my face? That's probably really rad. Wait, why are you leaning in? Oh, wait, hold on. No, you're okay. I'm sorry, I'm not ready for that. This is all really sudden and new to me. Do you mind if I put my hands on your cheeks? Okay. I'm ready. That was probably the best moment of my life. So, you like me too? I'm... Oh my. But... why? Sorry, I'm really happy. I don't know why you would even... Oh. Oh. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't mess this up. Huh? Yeah, we should keep walking, yeah. Your hand. No, I like it. I've just never held hands with a girl before. It's nice. So is this just a one-time thing, or can we be, like, you know, a couple? Boyfriend and girlfriend, that sort of thing? We may need to ease into it. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But does that mean we can go on another date sometime, then? I'd love that. Okay, sure. That sounds wonderful. I'll text you the details then, when I get a chance. Oh, my place is about 8 minutes from here. We can split now if you need to go the other way. You'll walk me there? I'd love that, actually. Thank you. Oh, do you mind when I kiss you on the cheek? No? Okay. Okay. Thank you.